you borrow money for things you cannot afford? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Today, the late Larry Burkett, our founder, talks to pastors about the importance of limiting borrowing.
When I was going through economics school, one of the things one of our professors used to write up all the time, who was an ex-pastor, is if you're a banker, you never lend money to people whose profession starts with a P, painters, pastors, and poets. Because generally speaking, they weren't noted for being good money managers. I'm not going to take a survey here, but if I did, I'd take a survey of how many of you as pastors and wives are living on a simple thing called a budget. All a budget is a plan that says, this is how much money I expect to come in this year, and these are the places I expect to spend it. Also, I would ask how many of you in this room are totally debt-free in your personal finances? Probably 1 or 2%. Now, the Bible doesn't prohibit borrowing in any way. It just puts some limitations on it. The principle being that debt allows many people, families, to buy things they cannot afford to own. That is, in fact, the problem. I see them all the time that are making $35,000 or $40,000 a year and owe $75,000 in credit cards. That is not unusual at all. Now, do you think they're free to serve the Lord? Every time you sit down to read the Word, nothing comes to mind but problems. Every time you sit down to talk with your wife or husband, you end up arguing about something. And every time you look at your kids, you look at them as consumers, not as a blessing from God.
If you'd like to hear more about God's plan for your finances, we're here to help. Just call us at 800-722-1976 or go online to crown.org.